everyone. Welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we've got something really cool to dive into. Absolutely. We're tackling a hot topic in the creator community. Why do thumbnails fail? And more specifically, we're looking at the showdown between Midjourney and Flux. That's right. Thumbnails are the secret sauce of online content, but so many creators struggle with them. Just the other day, I was chatting with a buddy who told me about this creator who spent 3 hours trying to get Midjourney to spell go over correctly for a thumbnail. Jordan, 3 hours? Wow, that's dedication. But I can totally see the frustration. So what was the issue? Well, it kept rendering the text as review or some gibberish. It's like trying to loosen a rusted bolt with a pair of pliers when you really need an impact wrench. That's the crux of the Midjourney versus Flux debate. Creators want tools that actually deliver. Yeah, and that's a big deal. So what is it about these tools that makes some thumbnails bomb? Great question. Research shows that 62.1% of thumbnail failures are due to poor text rendering. That's a staggering number. While thumbnails might look cool, if the text isn't readable, it doesn't matter how pretty the image is. That makes total sense. So, what's the difference between Midjourney and Flux in this context? Well, think of Midjourney as that classic muscle car. It looks amazing and has a fantastic artistic style. But when it comes to straightforward tasks like spelling, it struggles. In contrast, Flux and newer models like GPT Image are like modern electric vehicles. Less artistic flair sometimes, but much better precision, especially for text. Oh, wow. So you're saying Flux is more reliable for clarity? Exactly. I remember trying to create a thumbnail for a Check Engine Light video with Midjourney, and while the glowing engine looked fantastic, the text came out as C-H-K-E-G-N. I switched to a Flux-based workflow, and it nailed Check Engine perfectly. That's a game changer. So, if we're all trying to get those clicks, how can creators optimize their thumbnails with these tools? Well, data shows that. YouTube thumbnails created with AI, tools optimized for text clarity, see an 18.7% higher click-through rate. If people can read it, they're more likely to click on it. It's that simple. Right, and that's crucial when you're competing for attention. But what about the experience of using these tools? Good point. Midjourney operates through Discord, which can be chaotic. Flux, on the other hand, often integrates into user-friendly web interfaces with sliders and settings, making it easier to tweak specifics without re-rolling everything. So if I'm understanding you correctly, users can find it frustrating to use Midjourney for control over their thumbnails, especially for text, right? Exactly. The lack of control is one of the biggest pain points for users. They end up spending hours re-rolling prompts just to get a single word right. That sounds exhausting. So how do creators fix their workflow, especially if they love the style of Midjourney? Here's the secret. You don't have to choose just one tool. I recommend a hybrid approach. For instance, use Midjourney to generate a cool background or an artistic element, and then switch to a tool like Flux or GPT for handling text and composition. Oh, that's clever. So you can get the best of both worlds. Exactly. And when prompting in Flux, it's essential to be specific about the text you want. Instead of saying a cool car with a sign, go for something detailed, like a red sports car, cinematic lighting, holding a white sign that says fast, clear typography, 8K resolution. Wow, that's a great tip. It sounds like being precise in your prompts can really make a difference. Alex, for sure. And if you're stuck in Midjourney, you can try using the Vary Region tool for specific parts of the image. But sometimes it's just faster to generate your text element in a different tool and composite it all together. So smart. And with all these new AI models popping up, it sounds like the trend is to switch models based on the task. You've got it. We're moving toward ecosystems of tools. For example, if you need a realistic face, use Flux. For a fantasy dragon, go with Midjourney. The key is to match the model to the job. That's a big insight. What are some common mistakes creators make when choosing these tools? First off, don't just chase the newest shiny tool. Sometimes a basic option does the job just fine. Another mistake is overcomplicating prompts. Keep it simple and clear, And of course, don't ignore the human element. If the AI gives you a creepy smile, don't use it just because it's high quality. Those are solid takeaways. So what's your final thought on the Midjourney versus Flux debate? I lean towards tools that give me control. For thumbnails, precision usually wins out over artistic chaos. And if you want to make your images look crisp, run them through an upscaler after generating them. Awesome. Thanks for the insight, Alex. Anytime. So to recap, focus on text clarity, consider a hybrid approach to tools, and keep things simple. Exactly. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.